Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Rossi's Pizza in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Right now with me is the incoming Central Florida Home Brewers Vice President of maybe ales or lagers. We'll see. John Kinlock. And John, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. So we're going to talk all about, you know, you brew a little, but you're also an aficionado of beer, and you help different organizations with beer. So right now, you're waiting to see if you're going to be the vice president of lagers or ales. Or do you know already?
Actually, they've told me I'll be ales because okay. It's a higher order, if you will.
Oh, okay. So first of all, like you mentioned that you have brewed beer in the past, but you're trying to brew more beer then.
Yes, that's correct. I've worked with some people, but my brewing experience goes all the way back into the 80s when I was actually invited to a Renaissance festival and I learned about mead. And that actually was really, to be honest with you, where I first started getting, like, this is really good. I like this.
Oh, fantastic. So that's what you've made as mead in the past?
I've worked with people, yes. I've helped. I'm not, like, spearheaded, if you will.
Right.
I can't take credit for anything, but I've definitely supported it, yes.
So you mentioned that you're a beer aficionado, that you help organizations with their beer. Was that it, or how's that work?
No, I've worked with other volunteer organizations from a structure perspective.
Okay.
And when I came here initially for, you know, brewing and stuff, when they found that out, they were like, well, we need your help in doing this, and we need your help doing that. And I supported it, and now all of a sudden I got volunteered. And not for anything, but that's what a volunteer organization is all about, is helping out.
Oh, fantastic. And we mentioned that you're going to be the vice president of ales. So what does that actually entail?
I'm still going to learn that, to be honest with you, because I'm trying to figure out, besides the obvious differentiation, what, you know, structure-wise, where that, you know, holds for me.
Oh, fantastic. So, I mean, is part of what you do to, you know, create events or for the club, or...
That, I think, is, I mean, I think that's going to be part of it, but I also think, you know, looking at the fact that we have, you know, essentially people that do brewing, we have people like myself that are more aficionados, and how can you, you know, bridge the gap between the two and make it a complete social club, but also, you know, keep that beer, you know, brewing experience involved.
So that's one of your missions coming up, is to try to keep that brewing aspect. It is the slogan is drink better beer, but is to encourage people to try to brew too.
Correct. And that's something that I've looked at myself personally. And when I talk to other folks, I ask them, you know, we have, you know, a good number of people here tonight. And it's like, how many people actually brew? How many people actually like to drink, you know, the brew, and how many people are interested in brewing, and how do you bridge that gap? How do you bring them all together?
So we mentioned, you know, you're going to be the vice president of ales. Are you encouraged to brew ales, sir?
I would certainly look at that, yes, absolutely. In fact, that's something that I have been looking at.
Right.
I have a certain, you know, how should I put it, familiarity and preference towards certain beers. But, you know, the bottom line is I wouldn't, you know, not look at doing something like that.
Oh, fantastic. And so what advice do you have, you know, like I said, you know, you're still, you know, like I said, you know, trying to improve your brewing, but what advice do you have for, you know, new brewers that are thinking to make that leap into brewing?
As far as new brewers are concerned, plug into a network like this.
Yeah.
Because you can certainly learn from other people's experiences, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, we will have the Sunshine Challenge, definitely not coming year, but the year after that, and we're going to build towards that. And I think ultimately that's one of the things that as a club, we're looking at developing more judges and things that will help support that. Sponsorships, you know, and a showcase people's home brews.
So that is the thing, John, is, you know, to encourage people to kind of take it, you know, baby steps, you know, start brewing. And then once you've kind of got that down, is to move into competitions or?
Yes, absolutely. My idea, and this comes from my human resources experience, is looking at towards mentorships, if you will. People that have been doing it for years that might take somebody under their wings that's really interested and ultimately, you know, develop that and cultivate that talent. And from that perspective alone, I think we have a wealth of knowledge out here that otherwise it needs to be cultivated.
So as we were kind of mentioning, we'll mention it again, one of the nice things about this particular club is you've got homebrewers that have been brewing for 30 years or something. So, I mean, they could taste your beer. They could tell you exactly what they think of it, because I know as a new homebrewer is I do want feedback. I want to create the best beer I can.
Yeah, and that's something I learned in the last Sunshine Challenge as trying to be a judge, you know, although I'm not official judge yet, you know, but that's where my goal is to be certified and be official judge, is I, you know, be able to tell somebody and give them that feedback, you know, maybe you didn't do this right, or maybe you did this correctly, or, you know, it had a positive and a negative in this regard. Ultimately, I think people, when they do something to that extent, they really do want to hear positive feedback. And that's the other thing. When we did the judging, I didn't need to be told. You don't cut, even if it was a bad beer, so to speak, because, you know, to me, there's never a bad beer. It's just it didn't meet the standards of the competition, per se. And ultimately, at the end of the day, what could you have done better to bring it to those standards?
Oh, fantastic. And I have to ask, John, have you ever thought, or maybe you have, creating like a holiday beer or winter beer? Or
I have not, no. But yes, I've been engaged in that process through other people's experiences.
Okay, John, we really do appreciate your time. And again, we've been talking to everyone that the website, I guess, is under repaired. I guess for next year, it's going to be up and running. So everyone should check it out.
Huh? Yes, absolutely. And that's something that I hope to add some effort to as well.
Okay, John, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, I just wish everybody a good holiday season.
Okay, my guest has been John Kinlock, and you've been listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Rossi's Pizza and Pasta. And please catch us again next time.